This is Dan Young from Total Wellness Radio. You're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim, the Podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, all you podsters and podettes and all my people of the pods. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts. You're here. I can get started. Great. I'm Jim, your personal podcast Sherpa, and I'm here to guide you for another week through Mount Podcastia. Hey, did you know that the Bible is actually a collection of 66 books written by 44 authors over a period of 1,500 years? Did you know that there are 31,173 total verses in the Bible, and there are 773,692 words in the Bible? You didn't know that? Well, what does that have to do with a podcast show anyway? Well, this week, my guest is Michael Wood, who hosts the one-year Audio Bible Experience podcast. Michael's goal is to perform all the readings in the Bible on his podcast in a one-year time period. Now, we all know that this isn't a religious podcast, but all comers are always welcome to the Sherpa Chalet. Any religious opinions expressed today by Michael are his own and may not reflect those of this podcast or its distributor, Anchor FM. And that's my disclaimer, but don't worry about it. There's really no heady religious discussion on today's show. You'll learn today that there's way more to Michael than just reading the Bible on his podcast. You'll see why I really enjoyed my conversation with him, and I was really glad to have him visit the chalet. He's definitely an interesting and talented person, and to repeat one of my overused phrases, I think that you'll really like him too. So while we go to a commercial, let's pass around the collection plate. Hey, can we do that? Shirley, call up Dirty Louie, see if we can do that. And we'll be right back with a conversation with Michael Wood. And right after that, I'll have some announcements regarding the show. I think you're really going to like it. So stick around, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. We're down here in the conference room of the Sherpa Chalet with my guest this week. And, you know, when we're doing these shows, we need material. You know, we have to know what we want to talk about and the questions we want to ask and any topics that need to come up in the course of that conversation. And sometimes it's hard to come up with stuff, but sometimes you can just be inspired. And my guest this week, Michael Wood, has the easiest source of inspiration that I know of, and that would be the Bible. Michael is the host of the one-year Audio Bible podcast. And every day, there's a passage from the Old Testament or the New Testament and Psalms and other biblical material. So welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate being here, man.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am living here in Southern California. So excuse, I might, you know, have a little slang here and there. I might say, hey, dude, you know, stuff like that, stuff surfers might say. I don't surf, but I grew up here.
Okay.
By trade, I'm actually an instructional designer, which is kind of an interesting title. It combines teaching with multimedia experience. So you put the two together and you have an instructional designer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I host this show, of course, the one-year Bible experience. And, you know, I do that every night. My other jobs, I wear many hats. I'm an instructional designer for a major franchise restaurant. This restaurant company has more than 95 restaurants in across three states. And I'm just keeping their name a little secret because I'm privy to all of the industry secrets. So,
okay.
I have the, you know, those disclosure agreements and whatnot. But I basically do multimedia productions for whatever they need. I do animations. I'll do print material, anything I need to train their people. If they're coming out with a new burger, you know, I'll do a whole video shoot, edit, and then turn that into a training video. So that's the instructional designer role.
So how were you inspired to create this project?
So yeah, it's like, what does this have to do with burgers, right? you know, that again, that's my day job. At night, you know, we do our passions. And really, I just got inspired at the beginning of the year. It was during the holidays, and we always want to have those New Year's resolutions. And I had read the Bible a long time ago, probably 20 years ago. I was very involved in church for the last 20 years or so of my life. But reading the Bible all the way through, I did that, 20 years ago. I've read the Bible a lot, but I'm talking about the entire book. And so I thought, you know what? Let's do that again. Let's read through the Bible. And what helps me is audiobooks. You know, I'm busy, so I listen to podcasts and audiobooks. And I remember growing up, there used to be an audio Bible for children, and it was so dramatic. And this was back in the 80s, just showing a little bit of my age there, back in the early 80s.
I know that.
Know what I'm talking about. So back in the early 80s, man, they had some intense audiobooks out there. And I remember Joseph in the Bible, and he gets thrown in a pit. And I remember as a kid just listening to the narration, and Joseph's in the pit and he's like crying. He's like, "Help me. Oh my gosh, help me." And I was traumatized, you know, as a kid listening to these. I was unsupervised, you know, listening to these Bible stories. But I thought, you know, let me see if there's another audio Bible out there. And I didn't find anything that I wanted. Of course, there's audio Bibles out there, but I'm talking like drama. I want to hear Joseph yelling in the pit. "Why did you do this to me?" You know, I just don't see that out there. So I thought, well, if I'm going to read the Bible anyway, why don't I just record it and make a podcast and everyone can benefit from it? But that's the inspiration. It's certainly turned into something much more than that.
Yeah, and, you know, I might add, when you hear Michael's readings, you know, he's not just reading from the Bible. He's also offering explanation as to what is going on in this story. You know, so he's giving you a very clear interpretation of the scenarios that are presented in all of the readings from the Bible. Well, what part would you say does religion actually play in your daily life?
Well, we're very involved in our church, and I've been a Christian for a good at least 20 years or so. I became a Christian at like age 19, I believe. So I grew up with a lot of religion in my life, but I wasn't really, I wouldn't say I called myself a Christian. In fact, I remember going on a date with a girl, and I was probably 18 years old. And I remember she asked me, it was one of these first dates. And I'm talking about dating because you did a podcast on dating. So I thought I'd throw that in there. I was on a date and I remember her asking me, I was 18 and here's a first date, you know, I want to make a good impression. And she asked me, "Hey, what's your religion?" And I remember I told her, "Well, I'm kind of agnostic. So I believe there's a higher power, but I'm not willing to commit to anything. I mean, for all we know, the Egyptians were right, and we're all going to die because we haven't been offering sacrifices to the sun god. So I don't know. I don't want to be wrong. So I just won't make a decision at all." So that's kind of where I was at age 18. And a funny thing happened when I was in community college at the time, and I took a class on medieval and Renaissance Europe. And we had to read a book called Dante's Inferno. Have you heard of it? Anybody out there heard of that crazy book? So I'm reading Dante's Inferno. And as if you're familiar with the book, there's levels of hell. Of course, this is all fiction. I want to be clear. So it's fiction. But there's these levels of hell. And depending on how bad of a sinner you are, would determine your geographical location in hell. Well, there's a place in hell that's not quite hell. It's like level zero. It's for people who aren't bad enough for hell. So they didn't kill anybody. You know, they didn't commit crimes. But they're not good enough for heaven either. So heaven won't take you and hell doesn't want you. So it's this sort of limbo. It's this area of nothing. And in this fictional world, it stood for people who never really took a stand in life. And they always fall. So their punishment the eternal punishment in hell, well, sort of hell, is to chase this white flag. A white flag, it's like an empty flag. There's no symbols on it. It's an empty flag. And you chase this flag around while you're getting stung by bees and hornets and snakes on the ground. So people are running in different directions because you're getting stung. You can imagine if there's even a bee in the room, we all run around like we're crazy, right? Never mind getting stung by bees. So because in life, people weren't taking a certain direction and they didn't take a stand. So for eternity, they get to run around like crazy people chasing an empty banner. So I read that and that freaked me out. I said, all right, well, I don't know who's right, but I need to take a stand somewhere. And that's really where, you know, my church journey began. So let me just take a stand because I don't want to be in limbo.
Okay. When you were doing all of the different readings, were there any that maybe gave a new perspective to you? Like when you were talking about it and narrating the voices and all of that? Did it make you look at it, at that story a little different?
Oh, you know, absolutely. I tell you what, there's no better way to go in the Bible than to live it, to go and do all the voices and to really dissect it and then to soundtrack it. If anybody's heard the podcast, there's a soundtrack for every episode. And it really makes you look at the details, you know, and I really got a much better perspective of the journey of really God's people in the Old Testament. That impacted me the most, just seeing Moses and everything Moses went through. And you realize that that story in Egypt, when Moses is in Egypt, everyone knows that story with the plagues and all of that. But that's only like 10%. There's this huge, massive part of after Egypt that happens. And, you know, I think when I read it in the past, it just seemed like a lot of laws, you know, you go through Leviticus and Numbers, a lot of laws and things and the commandments. And, you know, okay, guy, you know, the Jews are wandering the desert. That's really all I got out of it back then. But now, going through it carefully, there is a story. There's a drama that's happening. Not just a bunch of people wandering the desert.
Okay. And would you say that there were any particular readings that were maybe personally inspiring for you?
I'm going to have to think about that. Of course, I do the New Testament as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and always coming back to the teachings of Jesus, you know, are always inspiring. I was very familiar being a Christian for 20 years. I'm very familiar with things that are said. But, you know, so many times, you know, verses are taken out of context. And they're just thrown here and there. Even in, you might hear a sermon and, you know, they take, you know, five or six scriptures and they sometimes, some preachers will put it into their own context. So to go back to the Bible, I think it was so essential and to really pull out, oh, I remember, I know Jesus said that, but now I get the whole background. I know who was there, who was standing around, what happened two chapters before it, you know, so, you know, that was really, I guess that is the inspiring part, is just seeing the whole story and just seeing how Jesus was different. And he was trying to break this constant cycle that people were in for a very long time.
So it really just gave you like a whole new familiarity with it then.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So, the project, now it's to cover the Bible for a year. What happens after a year?
Yeah, what happens after 1 year? No, this is an ongoing project. And I have from a podcasting perspective, I have a move forward policy. And that is, if I have the time and the means, you do the next episode. And so what that means is there's a bunch of episodes I need to go back, you know, and fix up and clean up. I can always add more sound effects. I can always tweak the soundtrack. So I'll probably go through it again, but it's going to be the Bible 2.0, you know, new and improved. But not only that, but an interesting part of this podcast is when I first started out, you know, copyright was a big deal because I can't just take a Bible off the shelf and just read it verbatim. Apparently, you know, we think you can. It's the Bible, right? But it's there's only one version that's in public domain. Well, there's a few. There's a few versions, one of them being the King James Version, which I think people find hard to understand. And so what I did to kind of deal with copyright is let's read a different version of the Bible every day. I've seen other podcasts do that same strategy. And I guess when it comes to copyright, there's about, you could read about 500 scriptures without having to, you know, get permission, if you will. So if I'm going to read the whole Bible, that's a little problematic. And so during this journey, as I was reading different versions of the Bible, and that was an interesting journey, by the way, I came across the ERV Bible, which is called the Easy to Read Version.
Okay.
And so they just, that's what they tried to do, just make it easy to read. And as I read different versions, it was easy to read. And I got hooked to that. And I just said, let me just keep reading this one because I like it. And I hit that 500 verse limit. So, oh, what do I do now? So I went ahead and I secured permission from Bible League International to go full speed and read the entire ERV Bible. So with that behind me, that didn't come in until probably 3 or 4 months. So when I finish the Bible and I come back around, I can now redo all of the first 4 months of it with the ERV Bible, if that makes sense, right? As I come back around.
Okay.
So then eventually I'll have the you know, the entire ERV Bible done. And then who knows? And then I have other plans I could do with that. I mean, in a perfect world, now that I have my voices, I have the soundtrack, I have, you know, the Bible, it's all done, I can now maybe do an animation because I'm also an animator. So I had that. That's the hard part. I have all the sound. Now let's do the characters, do some lip sync the characters to the audio. And I could have an animated Bible, but that's definitely out there in the future.
It's funny because you actually just answered my next question, because out on social media, I saw that you did a sample video with the readings of the Bible and the pictures in the background and the words coming across the screen. And it was amazing. You know, and I was going to ask you, did you have any plans to commit, you know, any of your readings to video? But there you go.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not sure what form it would take, you know, whether you go really cartoony, you know, or realistic. Probably it's going to be more on the cartoonish side, but yeah, that's my other skill set is doing animation. And I've always, you know, wanted to do more animation. And, you know, my bigger plans are to do even other books. I would love to do Dante's Inferno. You know, that would be great.
Wow.
Just keep going. Right now it's the Bible, but sort of the package that I have for all this is the what I call the Academy of Literature History. It's Alpha Writing. So Alpha is an acronym. So it's the Academy of Literature History and Publishing and Writing. Because I teach all that stuff. I was a public school teacher for 12 years. So I would love to teach history too. This is not enough time in the day. But I tell you, when I looked at choosing a project, I just couldn't trump the Bible. Like I just couldn't think of what book could I read out loud that beats the Bible. And there's nothing. There's nothing that beats it. So if I'm going to do that, any of that, it starts with the Bible. It begins there.
It was a great place to start. Now, since this is a show about podcasts, are there any podcasts that you like listening to when you're not busy in between a couple of 100 projects?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, I know the first thing I'll do is I would listen to mine because I got to hear, you know, what my podcast sounds like, of course. And just a little tidbit for anyone listening out there, those early adopters who hear an episode before I get to hear it, you might catch some funny little bloopers in there. And I don't catch them till later, and then I fix them. But I got some funny bloopers that got published and I had to redo them. But so that's just a little tip.
So maybe the only podcast with Bible bloopers in it then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There was a moment where it's the Last Supper, and Peter he presents two swords to Jesus. And he's asking him, Master, you know, is this going to be sufficient? And Jesus will say, you know, that's good. That's sufficient. That's enough. But that's not what I said. In the published podcast, my daughter came home and she was asking me a question. So in the published podcast, it said, you know, Peter brought the swords and Jesus said, hold on, I'm recording. And that actually got published, you know, so, you know, I caught that and I was like, oh man, I got to fix that. So there's a good 5 to 6 hour delay before I get to the fixes. So
you might have gotten letters about that one if you left it in, I think.
Yeah, I actually didn't get any letters. I wonder if people thought that is what Jesus said. Maybe he was recording. So, but yeah, other than that, other podcasts, you know, I like the news. I like listening to Start Here. That's a great ABC News. I like that one. And some other religious podcasts. I like Daily Hope by Rick Warren. I go to his church, Saddleback Church. So that's a great one. He's just amazing at really putting application to the scriptures. I'm also a gamer. Believe it or not, and all of this, I'm a huge gamer.
Okay.
And in fact, I will play a game in between chapters when I'm doing my podcast. I literally put the podcast on hold. It's like on pause. And my game right now is Overwatch. I'm a huge Overwatch player. So I'll get in Overwatch. I'll do a full game in competitive mode. And I get off the bus, you know, after playing this huge round, fighting guys, blowing stuff up, and I unpause, and now I go right back into the Bible. And I tell you, there's a whole different energy coming off of that than if I just press record, you know. It's a huge difference in my tone and everything, you know.
Talk about inspiration from an unlikely source, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, instead of, God said there was light, you know, you know, we tend to start off all official. But man, I just got finished playing Overwatch. I come on there and I was like, and God said, let there be light, you know, like, man, what just happened? Let me read the Bible. So yeah, that's the secret sauce right there. Play Overwatch in between narrating Bible passages.
Maybe people need to do that before they go to church.
Yeah, you'd be a lot more inspired, you know?
Here you go.
On that tip, I do like there's a podcast where they do talk about gaming and Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm. And that podcast is called Core, C-O-R-E. Great gaming podcast. Great bunch of characters in there.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty good variety that you listen to.
Yeah, you know, never just depends on what time of day it is. You know, in the morning, it's the news and the Bible. After a full work day, oh, it's Overwatch and fun. I gotta have fun.
Absolutely. Well, we have a portion of the interview that we like to call shameless self-promotion. I don't have a great sound effect to go with that. We'll pretend.
Shameless self-promotion.
And this is where you can tell our audience where they can reach you on social media or any other projects that you're involved in that you'd like to promote. The floor is all yours, sir.
All right. Well, anybody wants to check out the Bible and other stuff I do, like I do a Wix. I teach you how to become a Wix webmaster. I'm a Wix certified trainer. And I actually have classes on Skillshare and Udemy on how to make a website using Wix.com. So all the stuff I do is on one website. It's alphawriting.com. That's alphawriting.com. And from there, you could find all the links to all my other places. YouTube, same thing, alphawriting.com. And you can check me out on Facebook at alphawriting.com. And on Instagram, that one's different. That one is actually under me. So that's Michael_Wood_digital_creative.
Fantastic. All right, Michael Wood, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm glad we could get together and have our little chat.
Thanks, Jim. It was fun, man. And I love your show, too. I got to recommend Jim, the podcast Sherpa, for everybody who's listening out there.
Well, thank you. I'm sure my parents will appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon on the chalet.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time for Sherpa Suggestions. In keeping with this week's theme, here are five more podcasts to listen to about the Bible, in addition to the one-year audio Bible experience: the 10-week Bible Study Podcast, The Bible Project, Jesus Calling, Stories of Faith. This is based on the published devotionals of the same name. The one-year daily audio Bible, and Exploring My Strange Bible. Now, you know, normally I would make like a bad joke like I usually do with my other Sherpa suggestions, but this Sherpa and lightning bolts aren't exactly the best of friends, so I think I'm going to pass. Thank you so much for checking out Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to Michael Wood from the 1 Year Audio Bible Experience. If you're checking out Michael's podcast, I think you'll really be impressed by the production value of his shows. He does a really great job. All information on today's show can be found on the Sherpa Sheet, which is right where this episode is on your favorite podcast app. And you can hear this podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, TuneIn, and Breaker. And on the subject of breaking news, I'm now also on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and CastBox. You'll notice that Stitcher and Apple Podcasts have spots for ratings and reviews. Please write one about the show, please, 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 and any 5-star glowing reviews, and I will come over your house and personally wash your car. Or better yet, I'll just make it rain instead. Yeah, that's right. I can cover more listeners that way. That's right. Louie, write that down, Louie. Okay. If you subscribe, any new episodes will automatically appear on your podcast app. It'll be so much better than me haunting you, I promise. So don't forget to follow me on social media. There's a Too Many Podcasts Facebook page. You could also join the Facebook group, People of the Pods, too, absolutely free. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Too Many Podcasts with the number 2 instead of the word 2. If you download the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail that just might make it onto the show. If you're a fan of email, you can email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. If you are a podcaster and you'd like to be interviewed for the show, email me at that address too, and we'll try and set it up. And another big announcement, if you like YouTube videos, check out my new commercial. Just go to youtube.com and do a search for Jim the Podcast Sherpa. And to be extra nice to my listeners, you're not going to see my face in the video. Hey, be sure to join us next week, where my guest will be Stacy the Kid, and we'll be discussing his podcast, Jaunts and Faults. I'll also be announcing our first contest and what you'll need to do to enter. So until next time, as we Sherpas like to say, all right, who let the seat up on that cliff? From all of me at Too Many Podcasts, I swear on a stack of Bibles, I'll see you next time.
Viva la Sherpalution!